Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "The inevitable. What is the inevitable? And what will make you know what the inevitable is?" Welcome to Before the Trumpet. I am Shu'aib and I'm pleased to take you on a journey through the texts of the Quran and Sunnah, tracing the signs that lead to the final hour and events of the inevitable.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وبعد.
When we think of the signs of the Day of Judgment, we generally think of the major signs. And now that we welcome you back to the latest episode in our series on the signs of the Day of Qiyamah, it's very important that we become familiar with other signs as well, some of the more minor signs, signs that we probably are able to witness in this day and age. So we continue with some of those or other signs that will appear before the end of times, right before the coming of Dajjal, etc. But nonetheless, Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhuma said that we were on a journey with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's caller called for prayer, the adhan was given, he says, "I went there to join in on the prayer." And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he addressed the people saying, "O people, it has been the duty of every prophet before me to guide his people to whatever he knew was good for them, and to warn them against whatever he knew was bad for them." This was the duty, the responsibility, and the job of every single prophet that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent into this world. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "But this ummah has its time of peace and security at the beginning. At the end of its existence, it will suffer trials and tribulations, one after the other. Tribulation will come, and the believer will say, 'This will finish me,' thinking that anything that comes after this could possibly not be worse than this tribulation. He will think that this tribulation will finish me, but it will pass. That tribulation, that trial, that test, that fitna will come to pass. Another tribulation will come, and again, the person will say, 'This will finish me,' but that too will pass. And a third tribulation will come, and again, he will think to himself that this tribulation will definitely finish me off. And that tribulation will also pass. Whoever wishes to be rescued from the fire of hell and enter paradise, let him die believing in Allah and believing in the last day, and treat the people as he himself wishes to be treated. And if anyone gives allegiance to an imam, then let him obey him if he can." Or the Prophet ﷺ said on one occasion, "Let him obey him as much as he can." So there are numerous things that the Prophet ﷺ made mention of in this hadith. Abdurrahman, who happens to be one of the narrators for this hadith, he said, "When I heard that from the Prophet ﷺ, I put my head between my knees and I said, 'But your cousin Muawiyah is ordering us to squander our wealth amongst ourselves in vanity. And he is ordering us to kill ourselves, although Allah has said, 'O you who believe, squander not your wealth amongst yourselves in vanity.'" And another one of the narrators of this hadith, whose name is Abdullah, he says that he put his head in his hands and he paused for a while and he raised his head. And then he said, "Obey him in that which is obedience to Allah, and disobey him in that which is disobedience to Allah." So I asked him, "Did you hear this from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" And he said, "Yes, I heard it with my ears and I understood it with my heart." This hadith was mentioned by numerous scholars of hadith: Imam Ahmad, Imam Abu Dawood, Imam Nasai, Imam Ibn Majah rahimahumullah. Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhuma said, "I heard the Prophet ﷺ saying that if you see my ummah fearing a tyrant so much that they don't dare to tell him that he is a tyrant, that they are afraid to tell him that he is actually a tyrant, then know that there will be no hope for them. This is a sign of the end of times, when we no longer have the courage to speak boldly in front of those who commit tyranny. The Prophet ﷺ said that is when we know we will have no hope left in the ummah. And he also said in the hadith of Imam Ahmed, among my ummah, some will be swallowed by the earth, and some will be bombarded with stones, and some will be transformed into animals. This is also amongst the many signs of the day of Qiyamah. Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu, the same narrator of the previous hadith, also said that I went to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on that particular occasion, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making wudu, the ablution for salah, and he was doing so very slowly, very carefully. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his head. He looked at me and then he said, six things will happen to this ummah, six things. He said, the death of your prophets. Some of the ulama mentioned that was actually the first sign of the end of times, the death of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, this is the first. And the second is that your wealth will increase so much that if a man were to be given 10,000, he would still not be content with it. And if we think about it, this might be now. A person has in his possession $10,000. If he doesn't consider it much, it's not much for him, for her. It's an insignificant amount. With the prices of real estate and so many other things, you can imagine. He'll be given 10,000 and he still won't consider it much. The third is that tribulation will enter every single house. The house of every single one of us will have, before the end of times, tribulation come to it. And the fourth thing that the Prophet ﷺ said is going to happen to this ummah is that death will be widespread, sudden death will become widespread. The fifth is that a peace treaty will be signed between us, between you, the Prophet ﷺ said, and the Romans. And the Romans will gather troops against you, i.e. the Muslims, for 9 months. And the Prophet ﷺ used to give these analogies. He said, like a woman's period of childbearing. And then he said, they will be the first to break the treaty. The Romans will be the first. And more on the battles with the Romans, inshallah, we will discuss in the future episodes. But nonetheless, the Prophet ﷺ said, and the sixth is the conquest of a city. So Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhuma asked the Prophet ﷺ, Ya Rasulullah, which city is it that is going to be conquered and the Prophet ﷺ said, Constantinople, Qustantiniyya, modern day Istanbul, Turkey. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentioned in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, hasten to do good deeds before six things happen. The rising of the sun, and the rising of the sun from the west, the smoke, Dukhan, the Dajjal, the beast, the death of one of you, or general tribulation. He's encouraging us, the Prophet ﷺ, to do as many good deeds as possible before any one of these, before we meet with any one of these, or we are met by any one of these. Hudhayfah ibn Ubayd radiallahu anhu said, the Prophet ﷺ came upon us while we were busy in discussion. So he asks us, what is it that you're talking about? And the Prophet ﷺ would do this quite often. And at times he would redirect the attention of the companions towards that which was more important, perhaps life hereafter, etc. So he asked the companions what is it they were talking about, and Hudhayfa radhiyallahu anhu said, so we said to him, we are discussing the hour. We are discussing basically the end of times, the final hour, as-sa'ah. So the Prophet ﷺ said that the final hour will not come until you see 10 signs. There are numerous ahadith, some which give us 5, some which give us 6, some which give us 7, some like this one here that give us 10. It's very easy to reconcile. Nonetheless, the Prophet ﷺ said, it will not come until you see 10 signs. What were they? That in this particular hadith, the hadith of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned the smoke, the details of which, inshallah, we will underline when we come to that particular sign before the end of times. The smoke, the Dajjal, the beast, the rising from the rising of the sun from the west, the descent of Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and 3 landslides, so one in the east, one in the west, and one in Arabia, and at the end of which fire will burst forth from the direction of Aden, which is in Yemen, and drive people to the place of their final assembly. We did mention that we were going to discuss the battle with the Romans. So after this battle that is going to take place, and this ended with the conquest of Constantinople. That is when the Dajjal will appear. And then Isa alayhi salam will descend from the heavens to the earth at the white minaret in the east of Damascus at the time of Salat al-Fajr. So we will come to understand this from other ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dhu Muhammad rahimahullah said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will make a peace treaty with the Romans, and together with the Romans, you will invade an enemy beyond Rome, and you will be victorious. The Prophet ﷺ said, along with the Romans, you will be victorious, and you will take much spoils of war. And then you will camp at a hilly pasture. One of the Roman men will come and raise a cross and say, victory to the cross. So one of the Muslims will come and then kill that person who had raised the cross. Then the Romans will break the treaty, and there will be a battle between the Muslims and the Romans. They will gather an army against us. The Romans will gather an army against you, said the Prophet ﷺ. And they will come against you with 80 banners, and each one of these banners will be followed by 10,000 men. There are numerous ahadith in which the Prophet ﷺ made mention of this battle with the Romans. That was one of them, the hadith of Dhu Muhammad. Another one is the hadith of Yusayr bin Jabir, who said that once there was a red storm in Kufa. So a man who had nothing to say except, oh, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, has the last hour come. And this is something common too. Whenever they saw any natural phenomena or natural catastrophe or anything of that sort, the people of the past used to resort towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in different forms of worship, thinking that this might just be the end. So he asks, has the hour come? And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was sitting, he was reclining against something. He said, the hour will actually not come until people will not divide inheritance, nor will they rejoice over the captured enemy assets or the spoils of war. And then pointing towards Syria, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that an enemy will gather forces against the Muslims, and the Muslims will also gather forces against them. So I asked him, said Yusayr ibn Jabir, I asked Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, do you mean the Romans? He said, yes, the Romans. And at that time, there will be very, very heavy fighting that will take place. The Muslims will prepare a detachment to fight to the death, and they will not return until they are victorious. They will fight until the night intervenes. This fighting that takes place between the Muslims and the Romans. He then said that both the sides will return without being victorious, and many on both sides will have been killed. And on the fourth day, the Muslims who are left, they will return to the fight, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then cause the enemy to be routed. They will be defeated, the Romans. There will be a battle the like of which has never been seen. So even if a bird were to pass the ranks of those that are fighting in this battle, it would fall down before it reached any one of them, the end of them. Out of the family of 100, only one man will survive. So how is it going to be possible for that person to enjoy the captured enemy assets or the spoils of war or divide any inheritance? That is what Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu meant when he said that the people will not divide inheritance, nor will they rejoice over the spoils of war. So while they are in this state, they will hear of an even worse calamity, and a cry will reach them, and the cry will be this, that Dajjal has taken your place amongst your offspring. So they will throw away whatever is in their hands at that time, though they've lost so many family members, they're not really rejoicing at the spoils of war, and they will go forward. And they will send 10 horsemen as a scouting party to see whether or not the claim that was made is true. So the Prophet ﷺ said, I know the names of those 10 individuals, and I know the names of the fathers of those 10 individuals, and I even know the colors of those 10 individuals' horses. They will be the best horsemen on the face of the earth on that day. And this hadith was mentioned by Imam Ahmad and Imam Muslim rahimahullah. So this battle that is going to take place between the Romans and the Muslims is also amongst the signs of the day of Qiyamah. Stay tuned. We are just about to reach the emergence or the coming of Dajjal. Assalamu alaikum.